Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we get a hold of myself. What's going on this station? And we are live, and we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays with that delightful Andrew Zarian, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It is Jim Valley.
That's the most exciting type of valley.
The effing king of recovery. Back. Oh, get ready. You're going to hear this a lot today because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest collection of STD-having trailer park trash The Rock has ever seen.
You all fat, neck-bearded, mouth-breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
Oh, but there's a new one.
All you do is be hurtful. All you are is abusive. And all you've ever done is bully me into being your damn puppet and expected me to do it with a smile on my face.
Even though I was away for a funeral last week, there's no way I can't not talk about John Cena. Newer fans calling it the greatest heel turn in history. The most shocking turn ever. And the reason? The most cliche explanation in all of the wrestling lexicon. Say it with me all together now. Because of the fans. Also, is a match that closes the show automatically the main event? That's what WWE wants you to think after SmackDown Friday night from London. CM Punk gets his lifelong dream. Well, it's just another day at the office for Roman Reigns. We'll talk about that, the latest news, and more. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. And we're live here on Saturday after being gone last week. But even though I was gone last week, and I try to do things that are new and up to date on the show, we still have to talk about John Cena and
down.
And because of the fans, which we will discuss here shortly. Anyway, before we do that, let's get into some news first, and we'll dive in headlong into SmackDown and John Cena and Cody and CM Punk and all that stuff, WrestleMania. We'll start out with TNA, which we probably don't do as much as we should. Ethan Page, former TNA / Impact Tag Team Champion, is part of the North, you will recall, with Josh Alexander. Returned to TNA at a TV taping Friday night. Page interrupted a segment with Frankie Kazarian and Joe Hendry, saying that he also earned a title shot. So at Rebellion, it's Joe Hendry versus Frankie Kazarian versus Ethan Page. Other matches taped Friday. No spoilers. Ace Austin versus Mustafa Ali. Maggie Lee versus Savannah Evans. The Great Hands, no longer the Good Hands. The Great Hands versus the Aztec Warriors. Elijah versus Kazarian. Moose versus Diener. Chikara and Lash Legend versus Spitfire. Also, WrestleMania weekend, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport in Las Vegas. It's going to be Pete Dunne and Timothy Thatcher. Two talent under versions of WWE contracts. Of course, Timothy Thatcher has made recent appearances in Evolve. Timothy Thatcher is such a great wrestler. I've talked about how I saw him when he was first starting out and how he was a 100% copy of Lord Steven Regal, when he was Steven Regal. And just to see him evolve, no pun intended, into literally one of the best wrestlers in the world. I'm not saying back then you couldn't tell he didn't have it, but he certainly had something. But you never thought he has what he certainly has now. It's very, very impressive. So he's an example of never give up, kids. Never, never give up. Also, SmackDown. They finally announced it for real. Rey Fénix announced under that name. Rey Fénix, so he's not going to be changing his name. He will debut next week on SmackDown. Of course, his brother, Penta, has been on Raw. So it looks like the Lucha Bros, for now, will be on separate brands, at least for the time being. Dragon John mentions Thatcher is a North Cali guy. That's right. Sacramento guy. Great guy. Really, really good guy. I'm really happy for Thatcher's success. A lot of people for a while thought he was British because he was so good at doing the regal act. But no, he's a Sacramento guy where I think was Raw. It's going to be coming up around WrestleMania, Sacramento. Sacramento, great wrestling town. Anyway, Rey Fénix coming to SmackDown, and I hope he does well. You know, Rey Fénix is kind of small, but he's a very exciting wrestler. Lots of charisma, but he's definitely small. We'll see. We'll see how he does. Fingers crossed for Rey Fénix. Tonight, AEW Collision. Mercedes Moné will face a mystery opponent in her first ever match on Collision. Might it be Athena? Maybe. I don't know. Just asking questions, obviously. She's been programmed with Billy Starks and ripping on quote-unquote whoever trained Billy Starks. And while Athena didn't train Billy Starks in real life, on TV, she's been her mentor on Ring of Honor. So it all plays into Athena and Mercedes, seemingly, at some point, perhaps sooner rather than later. Also on the card tonight, Top Flight versus Big Bill and Brian Keith. Obviously, yeah, it looks like Big Bill and Brian Keith are going to be programmed with the Hurt Syndicate coming up for the tag team titles. Wheeler Yuta is going to take on Dax Harwood. Is Cope going to play a role in this match? Jamie Hayter is going to take on Queen Aminata. Jamie Hayter's kind of been sporadic in her appearances. Good to see her back. And then Jay White is going to take on Kevin Knight, who is incredibly talented. Given enough time, that could be a great, great, great match. Mercedes calling out Brian Alvarez. You never know. Kevin Nash said the Mercedes is phoning her matches in. What? Mercedes is having excellent matches. That's right, I forgot. Jimmy Eater had visa issues. Thank you for that, Crash. I forgot about that. Thank you. So much stuff to keep track of, yeah. Well, it's good to see Jamie is back. I knew that that would be taken care of pretty easily. I know that Tony Khan and the Khan family have taken care of a lot of visa issues. Rey Fénix. I'm sorry, what? Sorry, I've got this chest thing going on. I think a guy like Rey Fénix would have been more grateful. But anyway, SmackDown last night from London, England, the O2 Arena. Kind of a meh show. Someone says, yeah, Kevin Nash is one to talk about phoning it in. I don't even know Kevin Nash phoned in his matches. I think they might have been over, what do they call that when you, what's that called? I forget. That's called. Anyway, never mind. We're getting sidetracked. Mercedes has had excellent matches with opponents all over the world. And while the platform does draw, and it's hard for any individual, I think anybody who leaves WWE is not going to be as big a draw because it's the platform these days that draw. Mercedes has definitely raised the bar as far as a lot of her opponents and definitely raised the poor profile of a lot of people, even the people whom she's defeated. She's had excellent matches. I think there's very little you can complain about as far as Mercedes' performance ever since she's been in AEW and the TBS champion in particular. SmackDown, as I said last night, kind of a meh show. Opened up with Cody Rhodes coming to the ring, calling out John Cena. Though he spit out contempt every time he said, John Cena. Then Randy Orton's music came, hit. And Randy Orton walked slowly to the ring. Even for Randy Orton, it took forever walking to the ring. God, hey, look, WWE talent is great, okay? I take nothing away from the talent. Obviously, WWE booking has been on a roll for a very long time, okay? I want to make that clear, but these three-hour shows are so monotonous. Oh, my God. They just take forever. With the long entrances, the full entrance, and everyone talks so slowly and repeats what they say. Cody saying John Cena again and again and again, just to draw things out. Anyway, Orton comes to the ring, eventually mentions that he wants a shot at Cody after Orton beats Kevin Owens at WrestleMania. He's coming for the title. Well, of course, two-on-two talking isn't enough for a three-hour SmackDown. Then Drew McIntyre has to make his way slowly to the ring. And because he's the truth teller, he says that Kevin Owens may have a point about Randy Orton. And Drew says Randy looks great on the outside, but his back is hanging by a thread. McIntyre's going to be the one to break it. But before McIntyre can cut a promo on Rhodes, Cody kicks Drew in the gut, then drops down and hits that Dustin Rhodes-style punch on his back. Randy goes for an RKO. Drew pushes him off and bails. And that is your opening segment. Kind of pointless opening segment on SmackDown. We'll talk about the tag team title match, Jacob Fatu, and much more. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Coming up, we'll talk about John Cena and Because of the Fans. But first, run it down. SmackDown, Friday night, Street Profits defeated Pretty Deadly with the Doomsday Blockbuster. On commentary, Joe Tessitore said, "What a tough match for the Street Profits." It's like, what? I'm sorry, but even in London, Pretty Deadly are at the bottom of the tag team totem pole. They're not taken seriously even while wearing Union Jack tights. But anyway, after a confrontation backstage, the Secret Hervis beat Caden Carter and Katana Chance. I think 2 weeks ago, I didn't hear it properly. I heard Secret Service, but it's Secret Hervis. So they're backing up. Anyway, Secret Hervis, very clever name. Anyway, a match with Braun Strowman, LA Knight, Jacob Fatu attacks Braun Strowman on the outside. Fatu gave Strowman a Samoan drop on the announce desk, goes in the ring, Knight gets cut off by Fatu with a pop-up Samoan drop. And, you know, obviously, LA Knight gets great reactions from the crowd with his, yeah, and his Mr. 90s act, but it sure feels like, out of all three of these people, Fatu is the biggest babyface. Even, I think, scooping LA Knight's heat. If I was Knight, I'd be concerned. It sort of reminds me of back in the day when fans would cheer heel Randy Savage or the Road Warriors, because they were so spectacular and so dominant and seemed so impervious to pain that fans just naturally turned him babyface. I don't know. I wonder about Jacob Fatu. Clearly, I think he's going to be champion at some point, but will it be sooner rather than later? On video, Naomi cut a promo saying how she inspired Bianca and was a trailblazer for Bianca and other women. And she was the one who was in Bianca's corner from day one, not Jade. That's why she's mad at Bianca for backing Jade and not her. Backstage, Jade, looking like Kill Bill, wants to get her hands on Naomi. But Nick Aldis says Naomi isn't there. Get ready. B-Fab and Meechan backstage wish Jade well. And Jade wished Meechan well against her match against Charlotte Flair. Charlotte beats Meechan rather easily by submission with the figure eight. Tiffany Stratton does a backstage interview. Says Charlotte has more to lose at WrestleMania. than Tiffany does. Drew McIntyre pins Randy Orton when Kevin Owens distracts Randy, which lets Drew hit the Claymore for the pin. Randy chases Kevin Owens out of the arena. Do a video. Rey Fénix, under that name, makes his debut next week on SmackDown. Also next week, Naomi is going to face B-Fab, because if you want someone to look strong, you put them in the ring against B-Fab. Oh, B-Fab is a little rough these days. Anyway, also announced on the show, there is going to be two nights of WWE after parties. Night one and after night two of WrestleMania at the Fountain Blow. I think that's how you say it. Anyway, that's a pretty far trek from Allegiant Stadium on the south end of the Strip. And if you don't know, the Fountain Blow is a fairly new casino/resort. Relatively new place. Very nice. Very well appointed. But it has not done great business since it opened. I think a lot of it has to do with location and high prices. Jimmy Uso pins The Miz in a quick match. Jimmy then gets on the headset and says, Gunther will salute him next week. Jackie backstage interviews Drew. Called out Damian Priest last week, but Damian Priest didn't have the balls. Well, guess what? Damian Priest this week attacks Drew, and Priest gives McIntyre the South of Heaven on a windshield of a car parked backstage. And Drew is screaming he has glass in his eye. And guess what? CM Punk comes by because, of course, as WWE fanboys say, WWE doesn't care or even think about AEW ever. And this is proof. Cry me a river. Main event is the contract signing for WrestleMania for the three-way. CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins. Paul Heyman is there, the wise man. And Paul Heyman tells Punk that he got his wish. He got his dream. That this match will be going on last. I would imagine last the first night. But CM Punk is misty-eyed as Paul Heyman tells him he's finally going to live his dream and become a WrestleMania main event. I don't know. I feel like if it was Punk and Roman Reigns, that feels like a main event. But a three-way match doesn't really feel like a main event. And I'm not saying Rollins couldn't win. He certainly could, maybe to set up some big angle. But because Rollins is, you know, it's not unusual for Rollins to lose. It kind of is, I don't know, feels a little less special than it could be. It feels more like a semi-main. But anyway, Punk thanks the Punk thanks the WWE Universe. And Reigns, kind of heelish, says, you should be thanking one person, your tribal chief. Punk then goes on to thank the tribal chief, but then adds that being a WrestleMania main eventer is not the wish that he, or the favor rather, that he's owed, right as SmackDown goes off the air. By the way, in Living Color, the band, who's famous for Punk's theme song, Cult of Personality, it's been announced that once again, they will play Punk to the ring at WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas. So, I don't know. I wonder if the favor is that Punk wants to win the WrestleMania main event. or he wants to win the title at WrestleMania. Something to that effect. But either way, if this match is a main event and closes night one or night two, probably night one, but even if it closes night two, there's something big that's going to happen. You know, it's not just CM Punk living the Shawn Michaels boyhood dream. It's not just, you know, Roman Reigns once again winning the WrestleMania main event, quote unquote. It's got to be something big. And some people have speculated that, you know, The Rock, even though he did the John Cena okay sign, that's also three fingers. And as one of these people in the main event, the third finger that The Rock held up. Some people have speculated that it's Seth Rollins, maybe. But we shall, because Seth Rollins kind of helped John Cena in the Elimination Chamber match. We shall see. Either way, I expect a big angle after this match. All right, coming up next, it's John Cena because of the fans. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You probably heard that this week, WWE announced that it's going to start inducting matches into the WWE Hall of Fame. And the first match is going to be Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, the famous double turn from WrestleMania 13. And someone in the chat mentions perhaps Savage Steamboat should be the first match inducted. And that'd be a great match too. But I think while a lot of people give credit for Savage Steamboat for sort of starting the wave of quality matches being more important in WWE, I think that because the double turn was so well executed and led to the huge wave of business and the massive phenomenon that was Stone Cold Steve Austin and the Attitude Era, I think that one is the perfect match to be inducted. You know, I think it's still arguably the most significant match in WWE history. So I think that's my thought on that. But I talked before about how wrestling isn't in a bubble. And according to the latest issue of The Observer, night one of WrestleMania 41 has currently sold a little over 44,000 tickets. Night two sold about 46,000 tickets. And Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas set up for 51,000 tickets. So about 7,000 to 5,000 tickets still hasn't been sold, leading some people to ask, is WWE getting colder? Or is this a crack in the monolith that is WWE's armor? My thought? Probably not. And I've talked about wrestling being populist entertainment. And for a couple of years now, people who go to Las Vegas have complained about the high prices of everything in Las Vegas. Food, tickets, you pay for parking, those hated resort fees. And also, there's concern, well, no matter who you support, you can't deny there isn't concern about the economy. There's concern on Wall Street, the instability, the uncertain future. It's affected things. Even if you support it, you can't deny that it's affected things. And I think these issues, high prices, instability, have now affected WrestleMania. And even if prices were maybe a little more reasonable, even just by a little bit, we might still have these issues. I mean, think about Las Vegas. So much entertainment. Adele, Garth Brooks, Cirque du Soleil. So many residencies, Celine Dion. But going to WrestleMania is a two-night commitment. We're talking to get there, to watch the show. We're talking maybe 8 hours a day, you know, to get there, because you can't park at Allegiant Stadium. You've got to get there through other ways. So there's traveling to and from the venue, getting seated, getting in line for merch or food or what have you. That's quite a commitment, even for an entertainment crowd town like Las Vegas. And I think also maybe we found the current ceiling for ticket prices. And, you know, as long as WWE doesn't keep pushing the envelope, it should be fine. I mean, and even if it doesn't sell out, it's still going to make a ton of money. But with a new parent company, Silver Lake, perhaps there will be pressure to raise prices to recoup the investment as quickly as possible. Hopefully Silver Lake will be smart enough not to kill the golden goose. And Also, I wonder if Endeavor, perhaps, is privately seeing signs of the market softening, and that's why they decided to sell. I mean, after all, why sell something? It's making you so much money. We shall see. I have a friend who works in Las Vegas in the casino industry, and he says, generally speaking, entertainment tickets in general are down. Garth, Adele, everybody. A lot of things that would be instant sellouts. They still do well, but they're not instant sellouts anymore. And he says the current fears about the economy are having an effect. Plus, Canadians, as we've read, may not be willing to make the trips anymore this year. So maybe it's not fair to lay everything at the feet of the John Cena heel turn. Let's maybe say it's not necessarily driving business. The Observer reports that the price to get in is minimum price, the get-in price, $250 for WrestleMania, which seems about in line with what they've done. But 2 days again, also a big commitment. Las Vegas events, usually not 2 days unless it's like a rodeo weekend or something. But one thing that's unique about this current wave of WWE popularity is how the new fans really drive the conversations. They don't really have a sense of history past the last 5 years or so, or whatever WWE tells them is history on Raw or SmackDown or PLEs. They believe and buy into the WWE version of history. Vince, a self-made man, didn't use daddy's money like Tiny Khan. Wrestling was in smoke-filled arenas until Hulk Hogan. Women's wrestling was a joke that never drew until WWE ushered in the women's revolution. And a wrestler has never made it until they're in WWE. And John Cena just pulled off the number one, the biggest, most shocking heel turn in wrestling history.
All you do is be hurtful. All you are is abusive. And all you've ever done is bully me into being your damn puppet and expected me to do it with a smile on my face.
Now, the initial turn was well done, drew a lot of attention and online buzz. So, in that sense, it's a success. Fair to say it was a social media success. Maybe unfair to expect it's going to greatly increase business in this economy, in this atmosphere. But what about creatively? Was it a creative success? I'd say it's about as cliche as it gets. Cena's reason for turning on Cody and aligning with The Rock, or maybe not The Rock. No one talks about The Rock. The reason is you. It's your fault. Even though Cena made movies that you went to see, like the Fast and Furious franchises, Bumblebee, Suicide Squad, and TV shows like Peacemaker and Wipeout, TV commercials, mainstream commercials for products like Hefty Bags, and Gillette Razors, and McDonald's. John Cena's WWE heel promos are designed to think that the public has rejected him. Now maybe this was sort of true in the late 2000s to early 2010s, where some fans, particularly the male audience, did boo him. But this feels like he's already over the hump. He's been cheered and been the grand old man, the new Hulk Hogan, the new greatest of all time, the new baby Babe Ruth of wrestling. It just feels a little too late. A little too late. Cena is blaming the fans when he should be blaming himself. Cena is sort of like the Jay Leno of wrestling. And one of the reasons Jay Leno got the Johnny Carson Tonight Show instead of David Letterman, because he was a much better soldier, where Letterman would bite the hand that fed him. Leno would take whatever the suits gave him and ask for more. He was a corporate robot. He was advertiser-friendly, appealed to the Midwest, and always had a smile on his face. Unlike Letterman, who would routinely talk about the network weasels at NBC and could be a little acerbic and sarcastic in his comedy. And I'm not criticizing Leno. He was obviously ambitious enough to read the situation and played the ball correctly to get ahead. And while the network had to apply pressure to get Johnny Carson to retire, Leno stepped down and let Conan O'Brien willingly have his spot, going along with the contract that O'Brien signed. He was a good soldier. And I think about John Cena. He was Vince McMahon's perfect top guy. He did what was asked of him, including lose happily to whomever was asked of him. Unlike Hogan, Bret, or other top guys in the past, Cena didn't do it because of the fans. He did it because of his own ambition. Ambition that drove him to learn Mandarin to help his movie career in the Chinese market. Same ambition that led him to apologize when he inadvertently acknowledged Taiwan's autonomy as its own country. It's not because of the fans. It's because of the man. That man being John Cena. And I think it's obvious that something will happen to Cena with this current storyline that doesn't make any sense. He'll get screwed. He'll get beat up. And he'll look puppy dog eyed out at the crowd. And it will be the fans that supported him. And he'll say, I was wrong. Mea culpa. And he'll go out riding off into the sunset on that wave of nostalgia and goodwill. But this doesn't make any... Now, from a rehabbing standpoint, it makes perfect sense. But from the storyline, it makes no sense. They seemingly paused or dropped The Rock from this storyline. And if The Rock was still involved, you remember he talked about what he could do for Cody. Make him a star. Make him a household name. Make him a star in Hollywood. Mega movies. Franchises. All of these things he could do for Cody. And that's what should have been the story for Cena. Cena's been successful, for sure. But he's not at that Rock level. That Schwarzenegger level. That Stallone level that Rock is at. Rock should have promised Cena bigger movies, bigger franchises, bigger roles, more high-profile projects, awards. That would have made sense to have the two Hollywood big-shot moguls. And after all, who doesn't hate Hollywood? Conservatives, liberals, everybody hates Hollywood. Versus Cody, the everyman. That makes sense with what Rock was talking about. Instead, we get the cliche. The unbelievable. Because of the fans. We know it's not because of the fans. It's because, like Jay Leno, seen as a good soldier who takes his marching orders. Stand by, Jim Valley. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Someone in the chat says, exactly, Jim. Another person said it's a perfect analogy. Also, someone else says, Cody, the everyman who wanted to be an actor first and grew up in a mansion. Someone says, being rich and saying, I'm bullied, seems to be the play these days. And then someone else, I think, with the quote of the day said, Jay Leno is the Jay Leno of wrestling. I forgot about that. That's right, Jay Leno did wrestle. Oh, the humilities Jay Leno had to suffer. So we shall. Yeah, he did suffer enough having to wrestle and have Eric Bischoff on the Tonight Show and so many other things, but it just, like I said, because of the fans, gives John an easy out to turn babyface again, but it doesn't fit with the story at all. John Cena hasn't been booed in years and years and years, maybe like 10 years, but now he's rehashing things from like 15, 20 years ago. It's just, like I said, it doesn't fit. It's very cliche. And to be the biggest heel turn, most shocking heel turn in history, you need to be great creatively, something completely original and unique creatively. And you have to be drawing huge numbers. And maybe you can't blame Cena for the climate that's happening right now or the prices WWE is trying to draw, or the uncertainty that's happening in this economic climate. Wrestling doesn't exist in a vacuum, but can blame whomever for, because of the fail. All right, it's Jim Valley. Thank you for hanging out. I appreciate it. We will talk to you next week, back again as always. You know why. because of the fans.